Hello and welcome to Experience Share.
Top of the episode
to you.
To you.
Chip chip cheerio. Alola, it means both hello and goodbye, actually. You uncultured swines.
Did somebody come at you about that? Or are you just like...
Didn't even give them the chance.
Pissing all over our audience.
Didn't even give them the opportunity to.
Just get ahead of it.
Like to get out ahead of stuff like that, just in case we do hear from you. Please do not email in about that, though. Do email us, though. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, we're so starved for attention that we'll probably just send you something just for sending us an email.
I have done that.
Yeah.
It takes a long time because we forget. I think we actually have several stickers that we need to send out. But, you know, we're busy. Play them on.
My name is Tanner Zerker.
Oh, Perzerker. That's just your whole name?
Tan.
Per.
I mean, we could have gone Tanzerker.
I would have done Per Tanerker.
That's worse. This is why you don't do the nicknames.
Okay.
That's worse.
I'm just saying yours is lazy.
AKA Tanner Greenring, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Droshapult.
Dragapult?
Yeah. I thought it was okay.
That's fine.
Dra and Ja is sort of a slant phoneme. I don't know what you want to call it. AKA Joshua Fjellstad. Did I already say that? Said it again. Co-host so nice, they named him twice.
That's cute.
Here we are, Joshua, the end game. Well, not, I mean, we're at the literal end game, the end of the game. We're not in the end game.
We will chase waterfalls next week.
Yeah.
Or chase something.
There's plenty to do. We saw a lot this week. There's a lot to discuss. We should just hop right in. We did see these two big bad dogs, but they didn't really give us a chance to catch them. So I assume that we're going to get a crack at them at some point.
I hope so.
They sort of run off into the sunset.
I mean, I frankly don't really care. But I see a lot of people out in that wild area are running them. They like that Zacian in particular.
Yeah, of course. It's like a cool ass wolf holding a sword. I had every intention of putting the shield one on my team as the Yukon Huskies for Connecticut, but
who?
I've just so fallen so deeply in love with Greedent that I don't think there's any way I could ever displace Big Insurance. Too big to fail.
Yeah.
Literally.
That's what I'm saying.
You said it.
I love that you've fallen in love with Greedent. That's, I feel like, growth for you. But
I feel like it's growth for all of us.
I don't love that you're falling in love with Big Insurance.
Yeah, well, guess who I've made friends with around here? You wouldn't believe it. Guess who all the like 40-year-old dads are around here?
Oh,
like VPs insurance. Of insurance companies.
Yeah, executives. Uh-huh.
I'm in. I'm like in with the insurance crowd now.
Is that helpful?
None of them are impressed by my Pokemon when I tell them about it.
Have you showed them Greedent?
I wouldn't.
That would be an interesting, provocative conversation, perhaps.
Maybe I could. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they'd like that tribute. Probably not, though.
Joshua, we've got a lot to do, but I mean, we're up at the gates. Like, we went right up to the front door last week.
Yeah.
So we've just got to step through and we're in the semifinals. But is there any business you want to take care of before then?
Well, I can quickly clear through the wild area antics because I tried curry making and several rounds of the Rotom circuit. Although I only did the second one. I forgot about trying again on the first one because you unseated me there.
And you're losing. Yeah.
I couldn't. I just couldn't do it. Couldn't
That's
get a higher
too bad
score.
For you.
I'm just gonna say it.
So I remain the curry king.
No, we're both
and
we're co-kings of curry.
It's not how kings work.
And I'm the berry shaker czar.
Fine, you've got the berry shaker thing. It's like random chance.
Oh, and digging
king is me, 25.
The digging bros, you obviously paid off because both of them gave me
them in
one
like
item.
Hundreds of thousands of watts.
At one point. They each gave me one.
I'm king of the minutia.
Yeah, that's a good title for you. Speaking of kings, though, I will say, have you encountered a Gigantamax Kingler? Because I fought one of those in a den.
Oh.
And that is a wild design.
No. Tell me about it.
I never looked this up, but I remember as a kid that there was like a big rumor and like one of the before Wikipedia that there is like spider crabs somewhere around Japan or like the Sea of Japan, or maybe it's in one of the trenches like Mariana or whatever around there.
Really big ones.
Yeah, that's like 9 feet diameter spider crabs.
Yeah, I believe.
And this Gigantamax Kingler seems to confirm that because it looks like a big fucked up spider crab. And I thought it was really cool and scary.
I'm sad I didn't see one. No, I saw lots of really disgusting Gigantamax Pokemon.
Well, the other thing if for the Pokechex yourself on the Gigantamax Kingler is... the bubbles it spews out are strongly alkaline. Any opponents hit by them will have their bodies quickly melted away.
Oh, okay.
So
pretty haunting, pretty upsetting to think about.
We all died. Like, I'm in, like, a parallel timeline now.
And Smith, if you Smith. Don't die, you're just, like, you're at least, like, you know, horribly deformed.
Yeah. And that's from, like, a bubble beam.
Yeah, I would just avoid it, maybe. Let it stay at the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
Yeah, like, you can't have this thing on the field. That's illegal.
Anything that wants to live down there and do its thing and be alkaline, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just stay down there.
I'm not going to bother you. Not going to yuck your yums, but don't spew your bubbles all over me either.
I went out there a little bit. I went and thought I would try my hand at the Digger Brothers again. Blew out all my watts on them, seeing if I could get another leftover.
Yeah, I've gotten... no leftovers from these people.
I would love a third one.
These fucking freaks.
To be honest. Appleton could use one.
Any number of mine could.
But, you know, what they didn't give me in leftovers, they gave me in high-value gems and collectibles and things like that, which I could sell to buy more vitamins to just make sure that all of my Pokemon are, like, max stats across the board.
Yeah, anybody can do that. I mean, I have, like, $800,000 even without these fucking Digger Bros.
You're not good at the Digger Bros.
But I don't even need their trash. I'm still rich. Wellington Smith Smith's investments were all smart, and they're all returning positively.
Here we are, Winden.
Winden.
Sort of the grand, shining city. The Indigo Plateau, the
Evergrande city, if
Evergrande
you will.
Evergrande city.
Except it's really a city.
Yeah.
It's a big one. It's obviously London. Although,
yeah, the eye is
infuriating. We can't get on that Ferris wheel. Yeah.
There's a big tower, which I guess was probably like Berlin.
Oh, yeah. The Rose Tower. It does have like a Big Ben as well, though. But yeah, there is that.
Sort of like a, what do you call it? Like a panache of Western European cities.
Although it does mimic the London look of like these super old buildings and then giant skyscrapers.
Yeah, it's a great looking set piece.
That is charming.
Yeah, it's fun. And you can kind of cut all over the city. There's like Rose's Hotel is like a major set piece. Obviously the Winden Gym. We start in the Winden Gym. We should head there because we have the semifinals.
Yes.
The first person we have to go up against, is this even official? Part of the officially sanctioned championship cup? Or is it just
these are the semifinals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do we fight Hop in the semifinals?
Yeah.
Or is it just like, let's fuck around?
It's Marnie and then him.
Right. Hop is a fucking joke.
I don't know where these people got their qualifications at all.
He's in the fucking semifinals for the championship, and he's like, I'm going to like try out a Pinchurin.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing.
Reeks of desperation.
I feel like after this whole debacle, like Leon must have like disowned him. He makes Leon look so bad.
Yeah.
So corrupt.
Terrible.
Dubwool? Like what? In Pinkurchin?
Pinkurchin, yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
Yeah, and it was not a hard fight in any kind of way. It's just like, he's bad. Why even bother, you know?
Well, the other problem is that like, there's just absolutely no way, unless you would be swapping out entire teams, that you could be playing this with the forced EXP share where your team is like at least 10 levels above any of these people. Right? Like,
yeah.
And it's also even worse than my complaint from Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, which is that you go to the locker room between each match.
Pinchurin only knows 3 moves, too, by the way.
He couldn't think of another one. He doesn't know enough. The Snorlax, too. 3.
Lazy.
It's inappropriate. That should be part of the vetting process to even be in the finals, is like semifinals. Hey, does your Pokemon know 4 moves?
Oh, congratulations.
Like, you would have had to purposefully not train it.
Your dad nutted in your mom twice.
Oh, God.
Good job.
Oh, my God.
True for Marnie, too. The whole fucking, like, setup here, this whole semifinals is, like, only one person even made it on his own fucking, like, gumption, you know, and it was Drew England.
Yeah, and Smith too.
Everyone else here is like...
fucking Nepo babies.
Nepo babies, exactly.
What was my rant? Oh, my rant was just, it's outrageous that in the locker room, you can just leave. And you can just train more, swap out whatever Pokemon you want. Like, it's even like, worse than Let's Go, where you could just access Pokemon whenever, but you couldn't fucking leave the Elite Four.
Just leave.
Just leave.
Go train.
Just leave.
Heal.
It's a tournament.
Buy items.
And everybody else is, what, they're just trapped.
Come back like a day later.
In the stadium.
I was like blown away. Like, I did the semifinals and they let me leave. And I was like, well, I can't wait for the actual fucking end of this game to start, because this surely is not it.
Yeah.
You know? Surely they're not letting me leave during the Elite Four. But yes, they do let you leave during the Elite Four.
We know that we're beyond the target demographic for playing these games, but what?
Shut up. No, we're not.
Have children gotten worse at games?
I have a four-year-old child, and he's not interested in these games. You know? This is made for me.
Red and Blue were tough at times as a kid.
I know. This is baby
games. Like, what, are kids gotten worse at games? They probably gotten better.
Adult babies.
Like, if anything, they should be harder now. Miles is probably already hacked into a fucking iPad, isn't he?
Speaking of adult babies, let's do a quick fur affinity check, Josh.
Oh, no. How? For what?
Marnie is running a team that was easy to beat. They're all dark types and bad. But everyone likes to do a thing where they wait until they're on their last Pokemon and then they Gigantamax.
Uh-huh.
And that includes Marnie, who has Grimmsnarl, and we got a little peek of Gigantamax Grimmsnarl this week.
Oh, no.
And it's, once again, not us, it's the game.
Yeah.
We're not doing this, the game is doing this, the game is like, I mean, check this out.
In the game, Grimmsnarl's got this, like, there's sexual tension, I would say, just emanating from this thing. In snarling everyone who looks at it, with its, like, cloven, like, hooves that are made out of its muscly, like, rippling hair. And the angles are always, like, angled,
yeah.
So you're, like,
oh my god,
looking,
you're, like,
up
looking
at
right
it,
up
and
at
it's
it.
Like, oh my god, it's gonna,
like,
stomp
squish
all over
me,
me.
Daddy,
yeah,
you know? Yeah,
it's literal for affinity in the game.
I don't think even we have to go look, but I will.
We can just take a quick pass.
Welcome. Welcome, Fur Affinity Admin, Mr. Squirt. Safe search off. Grim. Snarl. First impressions, may I?
Of course.
Looking at the thumbs, just looking at thummies. People like stock Grimmsnarl more than they like Gigantamax Grimmsnarl.
Yeah.
I guess this is probably illegal, what I'm about to do.
Oh, whoa.
Share screen.
Who is this?
You're not an admin, so you can't see this stuff. So I'll just share my screen. We can kind of go on this adventure together.
Okay, so there's its penis. Dog.
I would say
is
like
a dog?
Canine-like penis.
Yeah, it is.
Not what you'd expect from sort of a humanoid.
No.
But that's what they've given us. Huh.
Oh, there's
not my first and most obvious pick.
Smeargle and Grimmsnarl pairing.
Not who I would immediately go to. I would say maybe like Galarian Ponyta, since they're in the same region.
That would be interesting.
There we go.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, he's just sort of riding it, actually.
Not in that way, but just like riding a horse.
Just sort of in the normal way.
I mean, there's a fair smattering of Grimmsnarl penetrating a number of humans.
Yeah, of course, there would be.
But, you know, that's, I guess, to be expected.
Oof, that one was like, their faces were, it was like Uncanny Valley. Like, their faces were too realistic in that last one. I had to click away quickly.
That's enough.
That feels like enough. It seems like Pokemon did this on purpose. That's for affinity bait. They wanted people to go make sexual art about Gigantamax Grimmsnarl. That's not on us. That's on Game Freak and the Pokemon Company, and they're living up to their names. Yes, they are freaks.
Yes, correct.
Semifinals, we're invited to leave after we've beaten Marnie and Hop. Just sort of like recess, everyone take a break, go catch a, like, go take a smoke.
Leon wants to take us to dinner, I think.
Yeah.
Once again, we never get to actually eat. We never get one of these dinners that people promise to us, like Rose and Oleana.
We do get a free night at Hotel Rose, though.
Rose of the Rondolans.
And my trainer banger is in here.
Oh, okay.
It's the front door concierge who's there to, like, help welcome people into the hotel. And he's got an Aegislash. And if you walk by, the Aegislash yells, "Welcome!" And it's great.
Just like that.
Literally, they have like 10 E's and 10 O's. Yeah. And it's a ghost type Pokemon, so it's going to be like a spooky ghost type.
A charming Aegislash.
Don't you think?
Now that's a hell of a mascot rather than that ball guy.
Oh, Mr. Ball. He gives us like a pretty creepy ball this week in Winden Gym. It's like the dream ball. And he's like, it's perfect for any Pokemon that you manage to like knock out, put to sleep.
Yeah, it was scary.
That's already makes Pokemon immeasurably easier to catch, ball guy.
Right.
But whatever. Creep. Get away from me.
So we hit the streets. We're trying to get dinner, but Leon doesn't show up.
Leon doesn't show up. We hear he's at Rose Tower.
Yeah, Piers tips us off, which I'm confused what Piers and Marnie's thing is, because they're all like hardcore punks, but they're always helping us. So do they just secretly have hearts of gold, or do they have some like hidden agenda is what I want to
know. We are one quarter of the way into this Elite Four.
Yeah.
And we fought two people already, confusingly. Right?
Yeah.
Wait, are we halfway into the Elite Four?
I couldn't tell you how many people there were technically.
It's not an Elite Four, right? It's a finals. So we fight in the semifinals and then we fight in the quarterfinals.
I believe the finals actually had four. So that's like the Elite Four. Batty, Nessa, Bia, and Rayhan. Yeah, I guess that's the Elite Four technically.
Whatever. We're some way into like the end journey of this game. And then they're like, something we forgot to do. Hi, it's me, Game Freak and the Pokemon Company. Something we forgot to do is introduce any kind of meaningful villain or tension into the game. So now here, like either one quarter or one half way into the Elite Four,
yeah,
we're going to pack like an hour and a half worth of plot and content in. First, we're going to introduce the bad guys.
You just cram it all
in. One quarter or one half way into the Elite Four.
Cram it all in now.
Introducing Macrocosmos.
Yeah.
It is the Umbrella Corp.
That's
right?
Chairman Rose's conglomerate. So that provokes the question, because we are cramming all these things into this endgame wrap up. In the Corpo competition, is Macrocosmos the equivalent here of like Devon Corporation and Silphco that we have to put up against them? Or is it also, as we're about to discover, a criminal syndicate? It's like a lot of things.
It's pretty bad. I mean, like, they immediately have me on my back foot, because when this sort of all comes out, keep in mind, I'm a quarter, maybe a halfway through the Elite Four right now. I've got other things to do.
Yeah, you've reminded us.
I'm introduced to Macrocosmos by them sort of like doing trickery on me. It turns out that all these like bros in the like Oakleys,
oh, yeah,
these like Watts dudes, are Macrocosmos guys.
Yeah. We've been filling Rose's coffers this whole time on that fucking Rotom circuit.
Jesus. It's like, it's just like F1, you know, like you dig into F1 at all, you're like, wow, this is problematic. There's a lot of bad stuff happening here, you know, but
probably don't have to dig very deep.
You know, you barely have to dig it at all.
Take out a fucking trowel.
The Ferrari team has a giant Shell Oil logo right on the front of the car.
Yeah.
Anyway, Macrocosmos, we have to hunt down this like goon. We're already like, the first introduction to this team is like, go and like stop their villainy. So we have to hunt this guy down. We have to battle him a bunch of times.
He's got a bunch of steel crap.
And then it sort of leads us back to Rose Tower, where we discover that like Oleana has gone like mad, because Rose is Dynamaxing Pokemon all over the place. It's causing Pokemon to Dynamax in Hammerlock Stadium right above him, because his secret base is like under Hammerlock Stadium.
His energy plant.
The power plant.
That I previously complained about, not understanding how his power plant works, and that's about to get a lot worse, and we'll get into it, but like, I don't think I understand the scheme.
She's panicking. So she's throwing bad guys at us. She's like, you have to go stop Rose. And she keeps throwing bad guys at us. There's like an endless elevator ride up Rose Tower.
Yeah.
And like, she even gets ahead of it at one point. Because at the end of the elevator ride, you battle Oleana, like Rose's assistant. And you're in an elevator. And she's like, don't worry. This elevator's like rated for Gigantamax battles.
Like, okay.
And you're like, great. Like, it literally didn't cross my mind, but it has now, and I'm pretty suspicious.
That's what happens when you don't tax these corporations enough. They build crazy shit like this.
And like, the standards are nowhere, because they're like, well, no one's ever built a Gigantamax rated elevator before. So like, it's like Jurassic Park. Like, you get to make up the rules.
Right,
you know?
Exactly. Yeah, well, how much voltage does it take to contain a dinosaur?
Absolutely no way that's gonna work.
They're like, I don't know, 10,000. Well, that'll work.
So she's up here and we have to battle with her.
I will compliment her team overall is that she has a mix of Mon and types. Frostlass, Zarina, Salazzle, Milotic, Garbodor. I like that. It's a mix. I don't know why there's five.
Yeah.
But they all have four moves.
I think it's kind of a cool team. They were pretty easy for me to beat.
Yeah.
I will say... Gigantamax Garbodor is Tanny's sweetie.
Oh, you know, I almost issued it as well. I do have a sweetie, but I would say Garbodor Gigantamax version is a sweetie. I love this design.
I've run Trubbish Garbodor. I'm like, I'm into it. I think it's
kind of
cool.
I think Trubbish is sort of cute also. I think that that's kind of evolved over time.
Gigantamax Garbodor.
Inspired.
He's big. He's got a big, like, he's full of, like, thrown out toys.
I think it's an inspired design.
He's got his, like, gas tank nozzle coming at you.
He's got the big, like, wind up boat.
Dead fish bones.
Really good. Maybe the best one.
Yeah, it looks great. But I did one hit it. It was one of those things where, well, I guess I'll just say this happened four times. This is the first of four, I believe, where we had to sit and watch through the complex Gigantamax process animation.
Yeah.
Just for my Pokemon to one hit it and kill it.
Yeah, it is really it is really funny and satisfying. I wasn't like tracking that, but it definitely happened a few times, if not every time.
I've got a montage of all four times it happened. So I'll post that on social media for everyone. Rose Tower. Anything else you want to talk about?
Wait. Why did I lose track of this walkthrough?
I think it's confusing because Rose Tower and like the sub-basement of Hammerlock Stadium are kind of like one segment.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to keep track because this scheme is so hard to even follow. Like, isn't this where at the top or is it the bottom? I don't know. Of the tower with the energy plant.
Okay, I'm remembering now. We sort of skip some stuff, so let me go back. It's typical Pokemon stuff. It's like they have to just figure out how to like string together as many battles as possible. So we go to the tower.
Yeah.
Because we're looking for Lee on.
That's right.
What's his name?
Leon, but Hop calls him Lee.
And Oleana is running interference. She's trying to keep us from getting to the top. But we get there and Leon and Chairman Rose are wrapping up a conversation where they're like, he said some like super villain shit about like, we're doing something for the good of like the Galar region in 1,000 years. Like you fucking peons wouldn't understand.
He's
so limited,
predicted
like, small brain.
Somehow that there's going to be a catastrophic energy crisis in 1,000 years.
Okay.
And I guess to be like this, you know, glorious chairman, he wants to like,
years. What did you like come back from the future? Jesus.
Yeah. And somehow triggering the
That's
darkest
a thousand
day
years
will
to like
stop
develop
it.
Technology. You know, like, why do you have to come, like, destroy Galar now for, like, the good of the planet in 1,000 years? Get the fuck out of here. It's such a bad
Smith's
plot.
Descendants will figure this out, Rose. Like, we don't, you know, your old hat. We don't need you.
But then that's it. So, we're like, yes, we're a quarter of the way or halfway through the Elite Four. And they're like, okay, you've seen the cutscene. You've battled Oleana for some reason. Now go back and finish your championship. Sorry. Didn't mean to interfere. So have a nice night, have a nice meal, stay at the Rose Hotel, and head back into the stadium the next day, Joshua.
Yeah.
And face off against Batty, Nessa, and then, in your case, B or Bea or Babe, yeah. And in my case, Alistair.
Right, yeah. I have
B. And then Rayhan. So this is the true Elite Four.
Yeah, these are the Elite Four.
Wow.
Equivalent.
So we did the Elite Two yesterday, the semifinals. And now we're in the quarterfinals, the Elite Four or something.
Yeah.
And we should talk about that, Joshua.
After this break.
After this break, of course. You knew that one was coming.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, Josh. Welcome back, Bug Catchers. It's Experience Shirts Pokemon Podcast. We are
Alola. Can you say that in the middle of the episode? We didn't really cover that because it's hello and goodbye.
It's not really my culture. Just sort of, I know the Alola thing, and that's kind of where my knowledge starts and stops. Rose Tower. Oh no, no, sorry. We are fighting. We're in the finals. The semifinals.
We're in the finals.
The finals. And we're going up against Batty, one-hitted Batty's Hatterene? Yes.
Hatterene
Gigantamaxed, one-hitted them, killed them. Batty was a joke. Batty was bad.
Yeah, I mean, do we really even have to go into these specifically?
No, but we should just cover. And then it was Nessa. Nessa Gigantamax.
None of them were a problem at this point.
Dreadnought was kind of cool, I guess, the Gigantamax of Dreadnought.
I think the Hatterene and Dreadnought Gigantamaxes were cool.
I faced off against Alistair, one-hitted Alistair's Gigantamax Gengar.
That's cool. Yours are better, because Bia's Gigantamax Machamp, which I've commented about, is not something that I needed to see again.
No. You know what? I could almost see, and I'm surprised we didn't see this when we were looking at Fur Affinity. You could almost see sort of like Gigantamax Machamp and Gigantamax Grimmsnarl.
Oh, going at it.
In a scenario together, you know?
If you Google Rule 34 and Grimmsnarl, which I did do.
It wouldn't.
There is a depiction.
Yeah.
At least one depiction of that scene.
Rayhan is back. He's got sort of a wild energy now, too. Like, he's a little like... kind of crazed because his stadium is like blowing up from Dynamax energy, but he does like want to kind of finish the battle.
Yeah, things start getting like unhinged the more that you go on.
And he comes in with his Gigantamax Duraludon.
Duraludon.
This thing almost took me out.
That one was tough.
This thing almost finished Drew England off.
The shard.
Really came down to it with... Gigantamax Duraludon.
Steel Dragon is a good combo.
Tough. Yeah, tough.
Mr. Rhyme took care of it ultimately with, because I got an Ice Beam TR in the wild area.
Yeah, I did too.
Spoiler for our battle later.
Then we're off to fight Leon and presumably claim our place as champion of the Galar region. But before that can happen, despite what I thought was honestly a pretty positive conversation.
Yeah.
Between me and Leon and Chairman Rose the night before. Chairman Rose goes full, like, Bane and is like, I'm going to interrupt this game. Everyone's going to watch. I'm going to, like, blow up the stadium in front of you. And turns out that I'm destroying the Galar region to save the Galar region in 1,000 years. I'm here in my lair. I've hatched a terrible plot and no one can stop me. Goodbye. Oh, and by the way, it's called the Darkest Day. So if that doesn't make you feel good about what's happening, I don't know what would.
Yeah, the darkest day.
Goodbye. And then he turns off the TV.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you think that you're going to be like this big hero, and then the thing that you're triggering and very clearly advertising to everybody is the darkest day. Couldn't you at least just like rebrand it?
Yeah.
You know, this like business.
I mean,
man?
And that's if that's what.
Where's the marketing
that
team?
That is the branding, because what the darkest day is really just him summoning a poison dragon Pokemon called Eternatus, who seems to just be like a giant Dynamax cannon. That's the best plan you could come up with, and the best name you could come up with was the Darkest Day?
Well, I think that's the historical title, but I'm just saying, you know, he's a businessman. Like, you gotta, there should be a better rollout for this plan. Call it something else. Greatest Day.
Yeah. Glorious Day.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's the good one.
Leon, like, dashes off to fight Chairman Rose, but Hop is like, hey, I know another way we can help. Meet me in Slumbering Weald.
Slumbering Weald.
And we'll catch ourselves some...
dogs.
Sword dogs.
Those dogs will help us.
Yeah.
Well, it's to retrieve the legendary items. Their busted sword and shield.
Keep in mind, I'm 3/4 of the way through the Elite Four at this point.
What is happening in the stadium? What are the onlookers doing?
I assume they all died. In, like, Chairman Rose's, like, attack.
Got
you know?
The lawsuits to come out of this thing.
I'm off now to the Slumbering Weald to get
Weald
an artifact with Hop so that we can claim the power of the two princes.
Yeah.
So then we head back. Honestly, we walk into the energy plant underneath Hammerlock, and Leon is, like, huffing, and Charizard are both just, like, catching their breath, and he's like, well, we've literally been battling Eternatus this entire time. And I think we've softened him up for you.
Yeah.
So, like, hop in there. First thing I immediately did was, like, try to throw a Master Ball at it. And the game's like, can't do that.
We get the Master Ball later. We don't even have it yet, man.
You get the Master Ball later.
What, did you get one from one of your raids?
No, I got them from all those, like, .com.
Oh, right.
Trades. They all came through holding Master Balls.
Wait, also, don't we fight Rose first? This is so hard to keep track of all these battles. We fight Rose before Eternatus.
I don't know. It's like so hard to keep track of. Yeah, we do fight Rose. Of course we fight Rose because it's my fourth and final Gigantamax one hit because he pulls out Copper Raja.
Yeah.
Gigantamax does not do it any favors.
Yeah, that was an earthquake. Easy one hit KO.
Yeah, that one went down. He folded pretty quickly. Yeah, we do fight Rose and Rose is just like, well... too late. Eternatus is here. So then you got to like battle Eternatus.
Just absolutely hideous thing.
Yeah, it sucks. It's a terrible design.
It's so lazy.
Nothing to look at. It's nothing to focus on. It's really bad.
It's like poison bones. It's a pile of poison bones.
Yeah, it's just the most generic shit too. It's like dragon and like it knows a dragon type move called Dynamax Cannon. It's like, okay, what is that? Like, is it a Dynamax Cannon? What does that mean? Like, you shot my Lopunny with a Dynamax cannon, and all it did was hurt my Lopunny. Shouldn't it Dynamax my Lopunny?
Yeah, I used it against, I think it's like, it's supposed to be better against Pokemon you fight that are Dynamaxed, but I had an Eternatus for a bit because we set a level cap for our battle later, and eventually when I was like wandering around, I had to swap out my entire team because they were all at the level cap. And so I was like, whatever, I guess I'm going to roam around with this fucking Eternatus. And I used it in a couple of raids. And first of all, 65 feet is how tall and long this thing is.
Pretty long.
So how's that's getting in a den? I don't know.
Yeah.
But then it used that Dynamax cannon. I think this maybe was even against that Kingler. And it did like less damage than like a normal move.
I don't get this thing.
I don't like it. And the claw version, the Eternamax.
And then it Eternamaxes, which is like the biggest Gigantamax. And it turns into like the bad guy from the original Smash Brothers, like a big
Master Hand.
Yeah.
Or like a Bongo Bongo in Ocarina of Time. Because that one was two big hands.
Yeah. And you have to fight the big hand, and then you and Hop pull out the sword and the shield, and it turns into Zacian and Zamazenta
and Zacian.
And then you also have, you and Hop have Pokemon in, so it's 4-on-1. And you're just wailing on this thing. Takes a beat.
This is a tough battle.
Hop's got the fucking sheep in, so of course it's doing zero damage. Dub wool.
Just terrible.
What a joke.
Can you imagine being in this scenario, like an eternal time dragon, poison dragon with like a big claw arm, and you're like, you know what? I'm going to send my sheep. My sheep will take care of
this. I'm bringing the sheep in. I will say, Drew England did bring in furrier affinity. It was low punny for most of this for like level cap reasons.
Oh, okay. Yeah, same.
And
well, here I was okay, but
this is another kind of trainer danger. Like, you know, Pokemon Company is doing this, putting this in the game. This is not me. But every time I put furrier affinity into the battle, it would say, low punny seems to want to be pet.
Oh, I hate that one, yeah.
Every time. And I don't really understand why. I thought we were on pretty good terms.
As we keep saying, we're in the finals. We need to do this championship.
Yeah, we're three quarters of the way through.
No time for some petting.
So then we beat it, and now I see where Hop gets it, because Leon's like, don't worry, I've got this, and throws a bog standard Pokeball at the thing.
Yeah.
And it like literally explodes out of it. Like the thing blows into pieces and like shrapnel goes flying. Hop almost gets hit.
Too bad he didn't.
And then it's like, well, I guess I'll fucking do this. I step up. I throw the Master Ball, of course. Catch it in one, like effortlessly.
I think you can't not catch it. I mean, I used an Ultra Ball, but it caught it on the first try. So, I mean, I know you have like...
Tell that to fucking
30
Leon.
Master Balls or whatever, but...
I have six. Well, I have five now.
But yeah, Leon is just... Didn't have the proper stuff. I mean, it runs in the family.
Yeah, what a fucking joke. So the world is saved. Chairman Rose is foiled, presumably in prison.
He turns himself in. This new thing with the villains in these games also just like handing themselves over to the authorities.
Well, he like blew his wad. Like he's got nothing left. You know, what's he supposed to do now?
Go on the run. I mean, he's like a multi-billionaire.
Not anymore.
I guess he would probably become like a motivational speaker. He goes to prison for like a ceremonial year or whatever.
The game is over, right? Wrong. Wake up the next day. Leon says, we're not done yet, buddy. Get back in here. We've got a championship battle to do.
Yeah.
So you throw on your Pokemon boots. You get back into Winden Gym for some battling.
Wrap it up.
Oh, and keep in mind, at the end of the battle with Eternatus, Zacian and Zemiratus, or whatever his name is, they just fuck off. They're like,
okay, bye. And
we're not going to be on your team.
Teleport away.
Yeah.
They could just teleport.
So we wake up the next day. We're off to fight Leon.
The champion.
What do we want to say about the battle with Leon?
I have one thing to say.
It was... Oh, what is it? What do you
say? Joshy Sweetie. You want to say? Joshy Sweetie. Oh!
Who is it?
Dragapult.
Yeah, Dragapult is really good. It's cute. It's like
the
a
sly look.
Ghost
it's got
fighter
the little
bomber.
Baby
it's got
ghosts.
Two little ones in it. Oh, it's so good. They really nailed baby ghosts in this. Because you've got that funny little baby ghost who lives inside.
Oh, the Sinistee.
Sinistee.
Yeah. Oh, and like Hatterene's kind of got the little like gray alien in there. Graylian.
Yeah, they really did a good job with baby
the
ghosts.
Little guys. They did a good job with the little guys in this game.
Gigantamax Charizard, they're just like, yeah, we gotta do something. We gotta make Charizard look cool again. I guess it looks kind of cool. They gave it fire wings. They gave it a little bra.
I guess. I think the X and Y versions were, or not, one of them is just basically Charizard with more horns. I don't remember which one is like the more interesting one, but one of the X and Ys is good. I feel like Gigantamax, they could have done a lot more. They could have gotten more provocative. If you're gonna keep using this Charizard, shoving it down our throats. Give it like four wings or something.
Yeah. They gave it sort of a big belly with like gems and big fire wings.
Yeah.
But I feel like they could have done something pretty cool. Like think about Garbodor. Think about that big cake. You can kind of have a little fun with it, you know?
Duraludon's shard skyscraper, I think, is sick too.
You know what I would do? I would really lean into here. We're just going to do some like fantasy Gigantamaxing now. I would really lean into the fact that it's like clearly a dragon, but is not a dragon type, and do like a huge pyre of rock comes out of the ground.
Yeah.
And there's a dragon horde in it.
Oh, yeah.
And your
treasures,
Gigantamax Charizard, is on top, and there's like a swirl of smaller X, Y, and regular Charizards like flying in a like funnel around the mountain.
Sick. Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Sold.
Like, you can just do that shit. Look
just
at the fucking Garbodor. You can do whatever you want. It's your game.
Just do it.
Make it sexy, like you did with Grimmsnarl, you know?
Yeah, yeah. How about the sexy Charizard? Now we're talking.
It's about time someone did it, cowards. I beat him pretty easily.
He does have a diverse team, which I like.
Yeah.
But, yeah, took him out.
Do you want me to tell you about the team that I brought in to become the champion of the Galar region?
Yeah, in a little segment we like to call Level Check. Tell me what you got.
The final team has remained mostly unchanged, but there is a new representative for the state of Vermont that I will introduce.
Okay.
And I just want to say that...
Are you going to be pushing it up against the limit?
I want to say thank you to Lopunny for your affinity, Shiny Lopunny.
Oh my God.
For all the hard work that they put in, really helped us get pretty far. And thank you to Bugcatcher Nick, again, for trading me Shiny Lopunny. And thank you to the community, you know, for just being so cool about the fact that I was clearly just running a team, a Pokemon that made no sense for Vermont.
Well, it's didn't make sense, but it was lazy.
Representing the great state of Connecticut, the gateway to New England, big insurance, Greedent, level 65. What can I say about this thing? Just a cherished Pokemon.
Not looking forward to fighting
something
it.
That I think I'm gonna like hold on to the memory of for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Representing Rhode Island, big blue bug or beetle. I don't know, way past its usefulness.
I had it all the way through my original playthrough.
Massachubats. How about them apples? Appleton, level 66. That's the one that I accidentally got one past the cap on.
Yeah, we both have that problem. The cap was level 65, if not already clear.
Representing New Hampshire, Old Man of the Mountain, Stonejourner, level 65. Really had trouble getting a handle on this thing, but I think I've really found its groove now.
Oh, okay.
It's just a big, big heavy
hitter. Well, I'm glad you're sticking with it after all the work that I put in.
And then representing Maine, Clamshack, Crawdaunt, level 65. Been there since the beginning. Love this thing. Reliable. It's like a Chevy pickup truck, you know?
And
then I want to do a hat tip to the Tisbury's. They're a band, and they have sentience. The band has sentience.
They got some jams. We've listened to some of the tracks.
Yeah, go check them out. They're great. Tisbury's.
Wherever you listen to music.
And they're a sentient band, which is kind of cool, because the band sent me a message on Instagram and said, you're missing a real opportunity with Vermont.
Okay.
Because there is a Pokemon in this game that you can acquire easily, especially if you're as close with the Digger Brothers as I am.
Yeah.
There's a number of Pokemon, all of whom are my You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the week, by the way, who you can acquire by collecting, like, bits of fossils. Fish bits, bird bits, dragon bits, whatever.
Yeah.
Little bits of fossils.
You can mash them together.
And then there's some mad woman on Route 6 who you can just bring the bits to, and she'll... just piece them together however you think feels right to you, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think you could ever get it right. I don't think you could ever get it quite right to whatever they were. They're
no,
like...
No, no, no. There's something happening.
Chimera here. Of a... Which I guess in archaeology is when they have to, like, recreate a skeleton based on maybe some bones from a couple of other dinosaurs, but, like, it's basically right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say any of these are basically right.
There's Dracovish. There's Dracovolt. There's Arctovish, and there's some fourth one.
I made an Arctovolt.
Arctovolt.
Which I think the little chicken head with the freezing is kind of cute, but I'm not going to give it a sweetie. Hell no.
The one that I made and named after Burlington, Vermont's own American Jam Band Fish, P-H-I-S-H.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Is Dracovish. Welcome to the team, representative of Vermont. Fish. Dracovish. Level 65. Might You Make Me Barf Pokemon of the Week.
Yeah.
An abomination.
Absolutely.
It's the tail of a dragon put on the wrong way and the head of a fish stuck on, maybe sideways onto it. It's got an open wound for like a belly, which is pretty gross. Presumably like no sex organs because they just like completely like fucked up the biology on this thing.
Oh yeah. This woman is Dr. Frankenstein.
Like, last and only of its kind. Will never, you know, procreate. And the hell of a Pokemon. Honestly, the star of my team. Really, really good. I should have said earlier, those three of those four one-hit Gigantamaxes were Fish. Dracovish. He's really just an incredible Pokemon.
Interesting.
So?
Yeah, I mean, if you can live with that thing on your team.
Joshua, that's who I've brought. You were talking a little bit of smack about maybe having someone new too. Can we hear about Wellington Smith's team?
Smith is working on a new investment, but Smith only got it last night. And it's technically part of the next episode, chronologically, because I was playing in the post game to get it. I do have it.
Okay, fine. Just tell me who you brought in to
fight. It's his normal team of entrepreneurs. Darby the Colossal, level 65. Ayrton Kling Klang is level 64. That one couldn't quite make it, but it's balanced out because P.T. Barnum, Mr. Rhyme, is level 67. So.
Oof.
And we have Conkeldor, the Cubit, or, you know, flip that, Cubit, the Conkeldor, level 65. Siemens, the Weezing, level 65. Shillibeer, Mudsdale, level 65. There's a couple of options for who I could swap out, but I have affinities that I've expressed throughout the season. So there's some that I'm going to assume
that Kling Klang's out of here.
Perhaps.
Do you want to say anything else about the battle with Leon, or should we just go and battle?
Let's just battle.
We're in. We're battling. Trainer cars look great, as always. Josh looks very posh.
I got a tracksuit top, but I just can't believe that there is no, like, old-timey suit.
I mean, it looks good. The, like, little flared collar looks pretty, like... I don't know. It looks professional.
Yeah, I like it.
It's got a kind of got like track tux.
It's, well, I was inspired by when we were talking about the billionaires who just wear like athleisure.
Yeah, it's got that look. It's like slightly elevated athleisure though. All right. The more and more I see Mr. Ryan, the more and more I'm convinced that the top face is a false face and the bottom face is the real face.
I will have to think about it more. And if so, I think I would have to take back my sweetie. Holy shit. Why didn't I just swap out?
P.T. Barnum is out from one stone edge.
That's no good. Yikes. I should have swapped, but I confused you at least, I guess. Just sick of swapping.
I'm sick of swapping too. I don't know if I have anything effective against Shillibeer, and I'm not quite sure if Shillibeer is effective against me. And I'm hoping you won't one
hit. Make a decision. Just make a decision.
Can't rush me through these things.
I got a meeting in 6 minutes.
Tell me you're gonna be late. You got Pokemon to play.
I don't think that would be good for my career.
Ugh.
That's a matchup mayhem for you. Not remembering the ground is super effective on rock. Although I guess I should have predicted you'd swap out, and now we have Appleton that gets hit with an earthquake.
Not very effective. Appleton is Dragon Grass. Energy Ball, do it.
Yeah.
Mudsdale's out. Appleton is pretty harmed, I will say, though.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know. I just, like, I don't really have time for... I, like, literally don't even have time for swapping, but I'm sick of it.
We're all sick of it. All right, we're staying in. Okay, Siemens got his strange steam in. Disgusting.
That's it for Appleton.
And Appleton's out. Appleton was going to do high horsepower. You would have for sure been dead.
Weezing has levitate, so you would have found that out the hard way.
Big blue bug does one big psychic on Seaman.
I survived with one.
Gets
hit
him down
point.
To one hit point. Big Seaman does a big strange steam. You put that black sludge on him too, which is like healing just for poison types, right?
Yeah.
All right. Siemens is gone. Dead to two quick psychics.
We have counters for all of our Pokemon, which is... interesting.
Darby's coming in. Colossal. Not going to keep or Beedolin. And I'd like to introduce you to a friend of mine.
Oh, you've only lost one mon.
Named Fish.
I'm not doing very well this season.
Tarshot became weaker to fire and my speed fell.
That's just like not going to work for me.
Dragon Water is what Dracovish is.
Yeah, even using Tarshot on you, which is supposed to make you more susceptible to fire, was still not very effective for my move, so I am withdrawing Colossal.
He's popping it. Drew England's popping it. That is a big abomination.
I hate looking at that.
Max Geyser is not going to do as much to
Kling Klang.
Kling Klang, but Wild Charge did absolutely nothing. Max Darkness takes out the rest of Kling Klang's health. I think I have one more hit left in this Dynamax. If you want to bring something out to just get absolutely obliterated.
Conkeldurr is out.
Stone Edge. Took a nice little chunk out. Max Steel Spike didn't even do enough to take you out of green. All right, and my Dynamax is over.
All right, all right. I mean, maybe I can kill that, but you've got five mons, so, like, it's over.
Hammer Arm. Big
hoping
hit.
Looking for a crit. Nope.
Let me introduce you to Dracofish's signature move. Pretty weird one. It's called Fishious Rend.
Fishious Rend.
And it's the reason he's holding the lagging tail, because if you go second, it does double the damage.
I just lowered my speed, so... Although, now I have 10 hit points, so you're probably going to kill me. Oh, and you still get to go second. Oh, I got you.
Knocked him out.
Fish goes down. Never been a big fan. Greedence out.
All right. All right. We're there. Come on. Come on.
Colossal's back. My last hope.
Let's just do this quick. Let's not bother with all these fucking stockpiles. If he dies, he dies.
Oh, right. You have Crawdon. Well, I'm glad I didn't even bother Dynamaxing.
Tried to burn him up, which honestly is something that can happen to a lobster.
Should be super effective against a lobster, really.
Oh, you avoided it. You avoided my crab hammer. We'll have to see if I can hold on to dear life through another rock slide.
Well, I can't believe I had a I killed...
Well, why did you get to go first?
How did I kill Oh, because you used... Because I survived Crab Hammer, and then water and fire attacks increase my speed.
Oh.
It's like Steam Engine is Colossal's ability. What is Stonejourner's type that Rock Slide is effective against it? Is just rock on rock effective? I guess...
Rock...
Huh. Can't believe I didn't realize that. All right, Colossal goes down...
Colossal goes down.
I lost again.
Wellington Smith Mist goes down. Josh has to pop off for a meeting.
Yeah, I gotta go.
So I'll see you in a moment for the outro. Goodbye.
Good game, I guess. I gotta retool these fucking entrepreneurs. They're gonna get a lashing in that boardroom, smoky back room.
Yeah. We're just gonna go, you know, probably enjoy some, like, Narragansetts or something.
You know what I always say? Don't chance it. Have a Gansett.
Goodbye, Josh. Good luck at your meeting.
Bye, Bugcatchers. Alola. I'll smell you later.
That's it for us, Bug Catchers. Thank you for joining us this week. I have been Tanner Zerker, or maybe just Tan Zerker, aka Tanner Greenring. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Josh Apalt, except not right now because he had to run. This has been Experience Share. It's Pokemon Podcast. Please do rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts, and do follow the show everywhere that you follow podcasts, and do follow us at EXPSharePod on Twitter and Instagram. Please do also check us out on the subreddit, reddit.com/r/bugcatchers. You can join the trainer of the week every week and have a chance to battle these teams. Maybe you can do better against Drew England's team than Josh did, although I doubt it. It's kind of a great team. And then what else do we talk about in the outro? Merch, expsharepod.com. You can check out our merch or just go to TeePublic and search for us. Lots of good stuff, some new stuff up there too that you can check out that people seem to be into. So go buy some merch. And that is it. See you next week for Chasing Waterfalls. And then we're going to be on to Armor of Isle and Crown Tundra. Goodbye. Smell you later. Alola. Alola means hello. Someone's on Fur Affinity's done like a study of three different potential Grimmsnarl penises.
Well, share me on that.